feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Day 35. Are you double foreigners? In fact, all Brahmin souls belong to this land of Bharat. You have been residents of Bharat for many births. It was just for service that you went to the many places. And this is why, whenever you come to Bharat, that is to the land of Madhuban, and to the Brahmin family, you experience the feeling of belonging. Generally, no matter how close a connection or relationship foreign souls from lands abroad may have, they wouldn't have that feeling of belonging that you souls experience here. The closer a soul is, the greater his feeling of belonging would be. The closer a soul is, the greater his feeling of belonging would be. You wouldn't have to think about whether you were from here or that. It is possible you were from here. You would also love each and every physical thing as though it were yours. You always love something that belongs to you. So these are the signs. Bab Dada is seeing that even while living far away, you are always close with your hearts. The whole family looks at you as being those with this elevated fortune. Acha. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 7th March 2021. That's today. Which is the revised Murli of 14th November 1987. So Baba is meeting with group of double foreigners. The most important thing which is discussed here is the sense of belongingness. In 1943, Abraham Maslow presented this triangle, which is quite famous and which depicts human nature. What is the basic need of human being? What do they really want? So he divided it. The first is physiological needs of humankind. They need food, they need water, they need shelter. So unless and until these needs are fulfilled, one cannot conceive of anything higher than this. Other thing is safety. Next in the hierarchy is safety. Everybody wants to feel safe. Once the biological and physiological needs are fulfilled, the next thing we want is safety. Person gets a good home, a house, enough to eat, drink, and all comforts of life. And yet, something is missing. And unless that thing comes, life remains unfulfilled. And that something is love and belongingness. Apanapan. Love and belongingness. Even if love and belongingness comes, after that even something else is needed. That is self-esteem. Respect. There are people who love me. There are people who feel. There is a group I am attached to. Some organization or family. So that is esteem. But the most and the last thing in the triangle is self-actualization. This is a new term coined by this person in 1943 in his paper on human motivation. So if you see, this is how the human needs are. What we really need in life. If you don't have any food to eat, love will not help there. If you don't have any food, esteem will not help there. The basic thing should be fulfilled first. Though there is a lot of criticism also against this theory, but then this is widely accepted. All of us need all these things. Baba is focusing on these two things, which is third in the ladder. After fulfillment of physiological and biological needs, after fulfillment of safety, what everyone craves is the craving for love, is the craving for belongingness. Unless and until that is fulfilled, no matter what you are, no matter what you have, even though there are people around you, with you, amongst you, but that person doesn't love you, that person doesn't care for you, that person doesn't give you the sense of belongingness, the life appears blank, void. There's a vacuum. Husband is there, wife is there. But there is no sense of love. The belongingness has lost. So life becomes arid, barren land. Unless until the rains of belongingness, of love come and flood the land of heart, there is no fulfillment in life. So these are such important things, love and belongingness. In fact, even after this, what he says is esteem, and even after that, what he says is self-actualization, which means self-fulfillment. And this self-fulfillment will come only with love divine, love of God. It's very important to understand what is love and what is belongingness. What is love? Yesterday we discussed it. It's not a feeling. It's not just emotion. What is love? Love is energy. Love is what? It's energy. It's not just a feeling. It's not just an emotion. It is the purest form of energy. In fact, the very basic need of the soul is this. The very basic nature of the soul is love. And very basic need of the soul is love. Love is that which fulfills the soul. How much we are surrounded with this energy, or how much we are filled with this energy of love. Not just for oneself, but for everyone. Love even for the inanimate objects. It is said of Saint Francis of Assisi that he used to talk with animals, with birds. Is it possible? And they would respond and they would understand. He did not know the language of birds, but then he used to talk with them. When love takes birth in the heart, it flows out. It cannot stay there. It will move out. And it doesn't see the nature of things, other person, how they are, good, bad, worst. living, non-living. It just flows. It's the river. It moves, trespasses all boundaries, breaks all rules, and fills the souls and floods the world. This is one thing, to love human beings. Other is to love animals. And third is to love even the inanimate objects. The energy of the love can be extended to rocks, to mountains, and the mountains will respond, and the rocks will respond. Those who are nature lovers, they spend long time in nature, sitting there, listening to the beauties of, seeing the beauty of nature. And then gradually, even a higher stage is there. The birds will start speaking with you. The rocks will start speaking with you. The nature will start speaking with you. The moon, the sun, the sky, the stars, the wind. And person turns into a poet. And the poetry arises in such a heart. And that's not an enforced, an imposed poetry, but a poetry that is natural. That's why, if you see all the spiritualists from the Copper Age, all of them have been poets, though they had no formal education. Why they turn into a poet? Because their heart sang. Hearts started singing. There are songs of Meera. What education did she receive? Nothing. Everyone who moves towards God turns into a poet gradually, by and by. Because they go beyond this mortal world. Because they go beyond this mundane world, this temporal, ephemeral realities of life. They start seeing something else. If you study the poetries of Lord Byron, John Keats, Percy B.C. Shelley, the romantic trio of 17th century of Europe, Shelley, Byron and Keats, were they spiritual people? No. But then there is a spark of spirituality in each one of them's poetries. Each poetry of John Keats, he died at the age of 23. Byron died at the age of 32. Shelley died at the age of 30. In such a short life, whatever they composed, whatever they wrote, there is a spark of divinity in all of that. What connection they had with God, what connection they had with spirituality, nothing. But yet, and yet, and yet, they came very near. Because they moved out of the body. Their poetries are bodiless poetries. Their poetries are poetries of the nature. Why there is so much attraction in William Wordsworth's poetries? Why Shakespeare's prose and poems and sonnets touch the very core? Because they have left this temporal abode and they have moved slightly above. They have just come to nature. The five elements of nature, anything which is composed in the bodiless stage becomes beauty. Everything which is done when you forego body consciousness, not necessary that you have moved to the subtle world or to Paramdham, but the moment you give up body consciousness and whatever you do, whether writing poetries or creating pictures, sculptures, paintings, everything has got an added extra beauty in it. So love manifests everywhere. It's the love, it's the manifestation of the love. Love is not just an emotion. Love is not the manifestation of emotion. Love is the manifestation of being. This is the greatest definition of love. Love is not the manifestation. If this is emotion, this emotion is expressing as love. It's not like that. It is the being which expresses itself. It's the being which tries to move out. It is love. That's why love is such a high emotion. And people have no idea about love because they equate love with sensual happiness. There are four stages of human consciousness. Body, mind, soul, and something even higher than soul. The love at this level is the grossest, the sensual pleasure, which has no depth, which is superficial, artificial. It has no depth. It belongs to the world of body. It's a mechanical. It's machine-like. And half of the world is indulging only in this love. And they call this as love, while this has nothing to do with love. In fact, love has no relation with body. Love is bodiless. Love is incorporeal. Slightly above is the love of the mind, where minds meet, here bodies meet. And there is a feeling of pleasure which is temporary, momentary. And after a period of pleasure, it turns into frustration. There is a higher love, which is at the level of mind, where minds meet, where ideas meet, where emotions meet. People feel, yes, we love to be with those people who are like-minded. This is also a sort of love. There is one more here, love for things. I love camera. I love this pen. What sort of love is this? This is also love. Gross. This is little higher, minds, where minds are meeting. We love to be with those people who are like-minded. But even there is a higher platform than that, and that is souls, where souls meet. This is the union of soul, this is the union of minds, this is the union of body. Some people do not come out of this even till the end of their lives. The whole life is spent only in this. So they have no idea of what is this love of the mind, the marriage of true minds. And even higher than that, this is Western philosophy still here. They have no idea of this philosophy. This is only in the Eastern, Indian. This is only till here. Sigmund Freud, William Shakespeare, their philosophies will exist only till here somewhere. They have not known something higher than this. Something higher is here, where the souls are meeting souls. This is the union of souls, where there is no relation of body and there is no relation of even the mind has dropped. Something else has happened. And this is the higher. This is the highest, they say. What is twin flames? Twin flames. What is soulmates? He is my soulmate. She is my soulmate. They say no. One is life partner. He is my husband and he is my wife. This is the lowest. Higher than that is, he is my partner, he is my partner. Higher than that is soulmate. Higher than that is twin flames. Where two souls are there, but they are as if one. Laila Majnu, that is shown. One is bitten. And the marks are on another's body. That's a very high form of love. The souls are so intermingled with each other that if something happens there, something happens here. One is in one corner of the world, the another is in another corner of the world. Thoughts reach. There, such thing is a very rare phenomenon in this today's world. But there are souls like this, two souls. Probably from many births they are together. Their love is not physical. Their love is not even of relating to the mind. Their love is not psychological. Their love is something higher. And that is the third form of the love. And that is spirits. But even there is a higher form, the fourth, the Turiya, which is the highest. What is that? Love of God. But for that, you must know who is God. And God entered into this planet of late. So all those who came before his entry, their love is till here. The third, there is something higher, something transcendental. The fourth, the highest, that where the soul craves, yearns, longs for him. It is as if a spark, and this is the great fire, the spark has a desire to merge into that fire. The bubble has the desire to merge into that ocean. The part has a desire to merge into that bigger thing from which it has risen. So Baba is talking with double foreignness. This is today's Avyakta Murli. The closer a soul is, the greater his feeling of belonging would be. So God is here. Baba is here. The closer the soul comes to God, the greater will be feeling of belongingness. Here distance have no business. Distance have nothing to do. Person might be somewhere at a very distant corner of the world, and yet will feel that sense of belongingness. So to create that infinite love for him, to create that sense of belongingness for him, to feel that he is mine, to feel that he is my everything, all in all, be all and end all. Because human love is very limited love. No matter, we feel that somebody loves me so much, but always there is some or other selfishness hidden in it. No human love can ever be selfish. It's only the love divine that is selfless. So all human love is selfish, vested interest. And when we experience that love of God and we feel, yes, he is the one, then that sense of belongingness comes. Rather, we can create that sense of belongingness. I belong to you and you belong to me. I am in you and you are in me. And to feel, yes, I am merging in him. He is merging in me. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Are you double foreigners? In fact, all Brahmin souls belong to this land of Bharat. You have been residents of Bharat for many births, and it was just for service that you went to the many places, and this is why whenever you come to Bharat, that is to the land of Madhuban and into the Brahmin family, you experience the feeling of belonging. Generally, no matter how close a connection or relationship foreign souls from lands abroad may have, they wouldn't have that feeling of belonging that your souls experience here. The closer a soul is, the greater his feeling of belonging would be. You wouldn't have to think about whether you were from here or that it is possible you were from here. You would also love each and every physical thing as though it were yours. You always love something that belongs to you. So these are the signs. Bab Dada is saying that even while living far away, you are always close with your heart. The whole family looks at you as being those with this elevated fortune. Achha, 14th November 1987. Om Shanti.